everybody, and welcome to the final mini episode for Traumatized Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to focus on growth as a human being after trauma. Many of us who are dealing with complex trauma and have been a victim of an abuser, whether it's family member or a partner, and at any age, as a child, as a teenager, even as an adult, who just happens to be the victim in an abusive relationship, we have to make plans to, or at our very best effort, to try and heal from our pain, from the trauma. And a lot of times, in order for that to even be remotely possible, we have to use many, many different resources that are available to us in order to track and make that pathway accessible and have healing be a possibility. You know, like therapy, self-growth, moving forward in life, trying to basically find ways to heal from our pain and our trauma so that maybe someday we can live our lives in peace and in happiness and not be affected and overwhelmed by constant trauma and getting triggered all the time. So experiencing growth as a human being, male, female, at any age, after our trauma is, for many people, a difficult, very difficult thing to accomplish. Because when we are traumatized and we deal with abuse, whether it doesn't matter, mental, physical, emotional, all sorts of different abusive situations, it breaks us down to the point where we are scared of anything that could even slightly possible, like in the smallest way, that could make us feel that trauma and get re-triggered and feel all that fear and pain and suffering that we've felt in the past. And we all want to heal. We all want to get better and try and do our best to move forward in life so that we can learn to trust other people, then learn to love again and feel that we can be happy and that that person in our past who abused us and took advantage of us time after time is not the end of the world and means nothing at all to us, especially when you think about the possibilities that are out there for someone who's dealt with trauma and is trying to move forward to try and live a happy, successful life. Now, we all know that that is not the easiest thing to do. It, for many people, takes years and years of therapy, possibly with one or more therapists. We have setbacks many times, you know, like I've had a number of setbacks throughout my time since I've understood that I am suffering from complex trauma or CPTSD. And when I had my relationship end, ironically, at the hands of an abuser, it kind of like really hit the peak. Like it was that high point in a bad way. Like not a good high point, but at a really horrible high point where I suffered repetitive trauma and traumatizing situations on her behalf at the hands of someone who, unfortunately, in their own lives had dealt with years and years of abuse from her family. And now, you know, thinking that they had found a way to heal and unfortunately did not, and then was placing all that anger and hurt and trauma onto their partner, who was, of course, me. So learning how to, like, gaining growth as a person, as a human being after trauma, is an amazing and very special situation, and the one of the best moments that you can experience. And the thing is, and I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying, is that growth as a person is not one big giant situation where we grow and it's like, oh my God, things are different. Everything's better. I'm healed. I'm cured. I'm good again, right? I feel worthy. I feel happy, and I feel that I can trust people. It's not that kind of growth. It is multiple little and even, you could say, minuscule growths over years and years of learning and like therapy homework and trying to experience things in your life that at one time made you feel amazing, made you feel happy and feel self-worth that was, you know, important and believable. Because so many of us, when we go through this trauma and we move onwards from our abuser, of course, doesn't mean that we automatically just forget all of it and live a normal life. We often have many different things that re-trigger us time after time. And in order for us to have any hope of getting somewhere and actually being able to live a happy life and a more peaceful, safe life, is having those little growths however long it takes. And then when we're first getting through, like when we start, right, we're going through our first sessions of therapy, we're just on the beginning stages of our healing process, those moments of growth that we experience, whether it's a daily thing or weekly, monthly, are amazing. And they're intense because you feel things. Like, for example, you feel someone's love and caring and kindness towards you, and it's authentic and it's sincere and deep, and you feel something different, right? You're saying to yourself, it didn't feel like I was in an abusive situation. It didn't feel fake. I wasn't being manipulated. This felt genuine and real and true. And that feeling that you get inside that is so incredibly strong and feels so amazing, you learn from it, right? You move, you start to go, this is what it feels like to feel honest truth, like honest feelings of good and love and feeling safe again. And that's what you want to build on. That's what you want to remember, right? Every day when you wake up, a lot, you know, you sit there and you go, I want to feel this. This is what I want to feel. This is what I want to have every day. And every time that something different happens, a new experience that is a positive change, that is good and, you know, feels happy and fun, and it's a safe experience, and it's a growth, another growth on our scale of healing, the process of healing towards feeling like we can live our lives again. Every time that occurs, it's such a strong, amazing and safe, like I think the biggest thing is it's safe and it's happy. Like it's that good feeling that has been away and gone for such a long time that when we're feeling it again, suddenly, like for the first time in, we'll just say 10 years, for example, it's such a strong, amazing feeling that we don't ever want it to go away, because if without it, it doesn't feel like life is right. It's not safe and it's not happy. That's the key. We got to grow in order to get closer, but it's amazing that feeling of growth. All right, there we go. That is the end of the fifth and final mini episode. I hope that you have enjoyed all of the mini episodes. I would love to hear feedback from everybody. Any kind of feedback, Twitter, email, just let me know. Tell me what you think. I would love to know. Okay? All right, everyone. Have a great day, and you shall hear a new episode this weekend. Bye.